You're listening to SBS News.
With little warning, Facebook blocked publishers and users in Australia from sharing or viewing Australian and international news content. Along with news, vital information, alerts from health and emergency service providers, welfare organisations, not-for-profits and unions were also erased from the site. While some emergency service providers and welfare organisations have had their access restored, there are concerns others have slipped through the net, especially smaller media outlets. Peter Lewis, director of the Australian Institute Centre for Responsible Technology, describes the move by Facebook as reckless.
It's arrogant and it's reckless behaviour by Facebook. Bear in mind, 30% of Australians say that Facebook is their primary source of news. For those Australians, they are now living in an echo chamber of cute cats and conspiracy theories. Facebook needs to rethink where they're going.
Several users have pointed out that key Indigenous media organisations have also been caught up in the Facebook ban. There are particular concerns about the ability of these organisations to get coronavirus information, emergency warnings and other important news out to their communities. Naomi Moran is the General Manager of the Koori Mail. She fears important Indigenous voices will be restricted.
Facebook is such an engaging and interactive tool for our people to have communications, key messaging, information communicated to them in a way that's culturally engaging, culturally appropriate, and also culturally safe. So our sector has been heavily impacted with our Black media organisations and their ability now to communicate effectively and easily with our communities.
Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch has described the move by Facebook as excessive. She says the company needs to look at the ethics behind their decision, especially now in the middle of bushfire season and during a global pandemic.
We think that it's really essential that Facebook examines the impact of what they've done today and the impact it can have, particularly on vulnerable communities who access these services for news. This is the way Australia operates these days. It's amazing how much power one company has. This is where we're at, and we expect this company to act much more ethically than we have seen them act today.
Anna Draffen is CEO of the Public Interest Journalism Initiative. She says a damage assessment of Australia's media landscape will only be fully realised with time.
The important thing to remember here is that digital platforms are a significant contributor in providing access to information, and it is always alarming when any single player chooses to no longer contribute. We're interested in the underlying public good of public interest journalism that's important for a working democracy. And as soon as you have one player who is restricting or blocking access to information, that obviously significantly impacts the whole ecosystem of news flow out to Australian citizens.
Some say this is just the beginning of a readjustment in the way people access their news and information online. Dr. Saranga Senaviratne is a lecturer in security from the School of Computer Science at the University of Sydney. He says Facebook's biggest asset is its user base, but he says Facebook has probably decided that Australian news content and its subsequent interactions don't create enough revenue, meaning the company can afford to remove news access for Australians. Dr. Senaviratne says while media companies are likely to suffer, for many Facebook users, losing access to the news service and the Facebook pages and links of news websites is potentially a minor inconvenience rather than a deal breaker.
I mean, the essential fundamental service we are using Facebook is for social contacts, right? We want to be in touch with our friends. We want to be in touch with our families. What I think is that the fundamental use of Facebook is not being changed because of this. I think it's just a minor inconvenience for the users. I don't think anybody, you know, will feel that they are missing quite a lot in Facebook without the news feature.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.